At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hey, wake up! New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, ugh, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams, whew,
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
Hello and welcome to Understanding Astrology and Psychology Bridge series. In these series of videos, we are going to uncover the hidden layers between understanding the 9 Enneagrams in the Enneagram system of psychological evaluation, which has got 9 basic archetypes, bridging with the 27 nakshatras in the 12 zodiac signs of Vedic astrology. And we shall also borrow in from the 16 Myers-Briggs type indicators of personality into the 27 nakshatras in 12 zodiac signs. So we'll basically bring in the Enneagrams as well as MBTI models into the 27 nakshatras. So there'll be basically 27 videos of each. This is the introduction part of every video. And how we are going to cover that is by taking a standard format. This is for Ashwini Nakshatra, for example, where we are going to discuss the talents, abilities, ambition, and fulfillment in career first. Then we are going to do some SWOT analysis, strength, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats to each from a personality perspective. Then we are going to have some keywords which is discussing the different career possibilities for such nakshatras, especially if it's the Lord of the D1 or the D10. Best working relationships it has with other nakshatras, for example, this one has with Kritika, Rohini, and Vrikshira. And then we are going to bring in the Enneagram model types, 3 of them, which are closely matching with Ashwini kind of themes which we have discussed here. And later on, we'll also bring in the MBTI, again 3 types, which closely match with Ashwini. So now you can take this as a personality test if you don't know what your MBTI type is or Enneagram type is. I have covered it in a detailed playlist on this channel in a separate playlist, which gives the description and Excel sheet with the free download link of each and every Excel sheet. And you can find out what your Enneagram type is. You can find out what your MBTI type is and then come to this one. Okay. The rules are basically the same. To begin with, you can start with these 4 basic sets of rules. How do I start? If I have my Vedic astrology chart in front of me, the natal, the navamsha, the D10, how do I start? Always first see the ascendant nakshatra, be it natal, D9 or D10. That's the first starting point. For empty houses, if your 10th house is empty or your first house is empty, see the cusp of that house and what nakshatra that falls in. That would be also a good start because we are seeing it from a nakshatra point of view here. Yes. Number 3, for intimate relationships, marriage, see 7th house, 5th house, natal as well as D9 and the nakshatras thereof or the planets sitting thereof. Okay. For career talents, see nakshatra of the Lord of the 1st and 10th house in both natal, navamsha and D10. Compare and contrast. Natal is how you were born. Navamsha is how you turn out as personality later in life, post 32 or 36 years of age. And D10 is what talents, how you will be using the nakshatra talents in your career, in your business, in your job, right? So this being the basic set of rules and introduction, let's get started. The 14th nakshatra of Chitra is in the heart of the zodiac, falls exactly between Virgo and going into Libra. So again, it's a Martian nakshatra. Martian nakshatras fall half in Earth sign and going into the Air sign. Remember that? We started with Mrigshirsha nakshatra, which was previous one to this. Mrigshirsha was a curious sign, research oriented and all that. Just beginnings of trying to do research. In Chitra, it becomes more grounded. It becomes more of an architect. It becomes more of somebody who crafts things with their hands. Skillful craftspeople. They're very highly creative nakshatra, Chitra. It's also called the celestial architect, the Vishwakarma. Now, it falls between 23 degrees 20 minutes of Virgo and 6 degrees 40 minutes of Libra. So going first Upadas in Virgo, next Upadas in Libra. So you've got to watch out which Pada it is coming from. And remember the life lesson of Chitra Nakshatra from the Heart of Nakshatra series. It was sensual brilliance needs truth to shine. Truth in this case being not your versions of truth, but truth as is, as things are, as the way they are. So taking things as they are and building it, developing it, crafting it into something new. That's the goal of this nakshatra. Talents in this case being artistry, diplomacy going into Libra, of course, creativity coming from Virgo. So artistry and creativity both are combining Libra as well as Virgo. Virgo will be more grounded in the sense it is creating from hands. The abilities is in designing, decorating, the interior decoration kind of people, architects, mediating and beautifying Libra. Mediating is dominantly Libra. Ambition is to create beauty, harmonize environments and mediate conflicts. Again, Libra energy there, one who can balance. Harmonize environments, Libra energy, create beauty, Virgo with Libra. Very powerful. Their fulfillment in career comes from fields of design, diplomacy, fashion and mediation. Their strengths are they can be creative, diplomatic and harmonious. Their weaknesses could be superficiality, indecisiveness, and dependency on others. Dependency on others again stems from Libra. Indecisiveness, Virgo. Superficiality, Virgo. Opportunities, design roles, diplomatic positions like foreign diplomats, for example, the foreign office, fashion industry. Quite a wide variety, and we shall see that more when we get into the Enneagram types and MBTI types so that we can narrow this down. The keywords for career being architecture career, architect, interior designer, design career, the creative industry, art career, sculpture, artist, creative profession, fine arts of all descriptions, by the way. Engineering career being more on the Virgo side, technologist, IT professional, or even any kind of engineer, civil engineers, because they are architects. Basically, Chitra is an architecture kind of things, making buildings of all kinds. The tech industry, any kind of tech industry, and software engineers. The best working relationships Chitra derives from is Hasta, which provides skillful execution and detail-oriented support. Hasta is very detail-oriented, being in the heart of Virgo. Swati enhances balance, fairness in creative and diplomatic roles. In diplomatic and creative roles, you need some kind of a fairness, you need some kind of a balance. Libra will provide that in Swati Nakshatra. Purva Falguni, because it complements creativity. Purva Falguni, as we saw, is highly creative. And charm in professional settings. The Venus aspect. Purva Falguni is ruled by Venus. So is Swati Nakshatra, by the way. In the sign of Venus, in Libra. So now let us dive into the possible Enneagram aspect and the MBTI aspect in order to narrow this list, because it's a very wide range which Chitra is capable of. If you want to narrow this down, we'll take the help of these two other types. Now, if you don't know what your Enneagram type or MBTI type is, you can go to my other playlist where there are Excel worksheets with description videos, free download links for the Excel worksheets. You can download them, do them, and figure out what your Enneagram and MBTI type is, and then come to this one. And then check out whether you have Chitra Nakshatra dominant in your D1 or D10 chart with D10 lords. Okay? So let's get into the Enneagram type. The first Enneagram type is type 3, the Achiever. Key traits of the Achiever here being adaptive, excelling, driven, image conscious, Chitra is, basic fear being worthless, basic desire to feel valuable and worthwhile. The motivation for the type 3 Enneagram is achieving success, being admired and avoiding failure. So centers of intelligence being the heart, I would put these people squarely in the artist category. Art career, sculpture, artist, creative profession. Because creative people are also ones who are driven for having a proper image. Also can be an acting career. Okay. Creative people, the type 3 achiever. Just go in for the creative professions if you're a type 3 Enneagram with the dominant Chitra Nakshatra. Especially Venus playing over there, kind of. Okay. Next one is a type 4 Enneagram. The individualist, who is expressive, dramatic, self-absorbed and temperamental. Basic fear, having no identity or personal significance. Once again, we see the drive to create their basic desire to find themselves and their significance to create an identity. Again, artist of any kind, sculptures, painters, creative professions of any kind, fine arts of all kinds. Even they can be having an architecture career, interior designer and so forth. We shall narrow that down in MBTI. I would suggest in every case use Enneagram and MBTI to get a perfect fit for yourself. Last Enneagram type match would be type 8, the Challenger. Self-confident, decisive, willful and confrontational. To protect themselves and be in control of their own life and destiny is their basic desire. Their basic motivation is asserting control, resisting weakness and ensuring self-reliance. So I would put these people, since they are moving against people, in crafts, art and crafts, okay, but more so in the fields of architecture. Being an architect, interior designer of all kinds, or choosing a design career or the creative industry, okay, that would be the Challenger. So if you're a type 8 Enneagram with Chitra, have a look at where your Mars is, Mercury is, and Venus is, because these are the dominant planets for this nakshatra. Now let's dive into the MBTI types, the Myers-Briggs model. Okay. First one, in this case, we have ENTP. So what does ENTP bring us? The ENTP is a debater, smart, curious thinkers who cannot resist an intellectual challenge. Their characteristics are they're energetic, original, spontaneous and outspoken. They thrive in variety and spontaneity, more like Libra. They enjoy debating ideas and exploring new possibilities. In work, they excel in roles require creativity, innovation and persuasive skills. They are found in marketing, entrepreneurship and consulting. So in this case, if it's a debater, if it's more of ENTP energy, they would thrive more on the architecture front, interior designer, design careers of all kinds, or even being in fine arts of all kinds. Okay, so check ENTP with Chitra Nakshatra in your chart and you'll get a better idea. Also check Enneagram before that. Next one would be INTP. The INTP people are more of logicians. I can see straight away architecture there. They might be, see, they excel in academia, technology and innovation. So innovative architecture career, architect, interior designer, so on and so forth. They are innovative inventors with an unquenchable thirst for knowledge. Typically, architecture people are like that, isn't it? Architects are very innovative with their designs. All kinds of funny buildings they build. These days, it's very popular, considering we have a mall culture going on in the civilization. So all kinds of funny malls, funny buildings, you know, bent out of shape, that kind of thing. Characteristics are analytical, objective, curious, abstract thinkers. INTPs often immerse themselves in learning and exploring new ideas. They prefer flexible routines and need time alone to think. Ideal work roles involve research and analysis, creative problem solving. They excel in academia, technology, and innovation sectors. In this case, matching Chitra would be in the field of architecture, like I said. Being interior designers, again, interior designers make all sorts of wacky designs too. So any kind of creative industry where they prefer that flexibility with invention capability built in the job. Last one on our list would be ISFP, the adventurer. Now these are flexible, charming artists, always ready to explore and experience something new. Sensitive, artistic, adventurous, and easygoing. Sensitive and artistic being the thing, art career, creative professions, fine arts, you know, you can take music even there. Fine arts includes music, includes dance, drama. Chitra Nakshatra can be good at that. Provided you have these ones as well. That's the advantage of taking these kinds of bridging the gap between Enneagram, MBTI and the Nakshatra, because then you narrow down your career choices. Work-wise, these people excel in roles that allow for creativity and personal expression. Their common fields include arts, design and healthcare. In Chitra's case, it becomes art and design. Both are covered here. Take your pick. Take your choices. Make them narrow down and see where you go with your career choices, so to speak. Yes. So in the next one, we shall deal with going from Chitra to Swati. The individualist should be dominant there, going into the heart of Libra now. Because we started Libra here, we'll go into the heart of Libra next. I'll see you then.